Psalm 73, and we're starting the third book, book three of the book of Psalms. And we begin with a psalm of Asaph. Truly, God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled. My steps had nearly slipped, for I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly, who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I had said, I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation, as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors. As a dream when one awakes, so, Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was vexed in my mind. I was so foolish and ignorant, I was like a beast before you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in Jehovah God, that I may declare all your works. As we start a new book here, a new portion of these Psalms, we shift the focus. We've been looking for the last several weeks, quite a bit, as a matter of fact, up to this point, of the Psalms that show Jesus in his role as the Lamb of God, as the Savior, the sacrifice meant and that actually did purchase salvation from our sins, the one who appeased God's wrath through his death, well, first through his living, then his dying. Here in Psalm 73, we get a transition. It starts that way to some degree, but it ends differently. And as we go through the next section of Psalms, you'll see, I hope anyway, that we see him more in his role of priest now. As the sacrifice has taken place, as it's been done and salvation is accomplished, as he switches from the man here on earth to the God-man ruling from the right hand of God there in heaven, we see a shift in the focus of the psalm. Now, this starts, and I was struck the last several days reading this. It starts, truly God is good to Israel and to such as are pure in heart. Of course, we all know that. The psalmist drops that right at the front, but then immediately goes into the troubles that he was having, the almost stumbling, the nearly slipped. And this would have been looking at his time on earth, of course. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, this was looking at primarily leaders when we go through here. We often interpret this, and it's useful to use it as such, as just looking at the righteous versus the wicked, those who love God and those who don't see a need for him in their lives. But this psalm is more than that. It's a little more specific about rulers, leaders, those who are in charge in the nation, in the earth. It starts talking about no pangs in their death, their strength is firm, they are not in trouble as other men. So we see this is not just other men, but a subgroup there of the men around him. They are not plagued like other men, they're proud. Violence covers them like a garment. Okay, so these are people who have power over others. Their eyes bulge with abundance, they have more than heart could wish. So we see that these are people who are rich, who have plenty of stuff, so they don't want for anything. But look at the next little bit. They scoff and speak wickedly concerning oppression. Are they going to oppress other people? They speak loftily. They set their mouth against heaven, and their tongue walks through the earth. So we see that these are people who have power on the earth, who deal, well, talking, but deal with leading other people. And look at this next section talking about these leaders, though. Therefore, his people return here, and waters of a full cup are drained by them. Nobody really knows what that verse means. You look through all the different writings about the psalm, and they are a lot of conjecture what those are, but that's a Hebrew idiom that seems to be lost. And they say, how does God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly. Now, I hate casting Scripture into the light of newspapers and what's going on around us. But as I read this psalm and I look at the leaders and see them talking, how does God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? We see what's going on. I mean, if you watch the presidential debates or anything else, they've all got full of their own wisdom. But none of them look to the Lord for wisdom. Does God know? How does he know? And is there knowledge in him? Behold, these are the ungodly who are always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. Children, what that means is he was good for no reason at all. It served him no purpose, and there was no value in not being one of these wicked. Remember, Jesus was tempted when he was here on the earth to take over the kingdom right then, to do all the things that he had the power to do, but he didn't do it because that would have been unrighteous. And here he was tempted to say that this was pointless. There was no reason for it. Because he's been good, and all day long he's been plagued and chastened every morning. But he didn't go there. He said almost. He said nearly. If I had said I will speak thus, behold, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. Now here in this line again we see that this was a leader, a teacher, a leader that was speaking. When I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their end. Children and adults, it is easy to despair. It's easy to look around and say, there's no way this can end well. There's no way this is a good thing. And the psalmist is telling us that that's not the case. When we look at things from God's perspective, it all starts to make sense. Surely you set them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. Oh, how they are brought to desolation is in a moment. Their fate awaits them. And at a moment's notice, they fall to nothing. As a dream when one awakes, so Lord, when you awake, you shall despise their image. The next paragraph here, the next four verses, talks about how when he was in his own mind and thinking with the thoughts of men, how he was like a beast and foolish. But afterward, he knew better. Nevertheless, and this is the two song verses that everyone loves so much. Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forevermore. Focus on the true things, the good things, the eternal things. We won't be disappointed. And looking as we just sang in the psalm that we opened with, indeed, those who are far from you shall perish. You have destroyed all those who desert you for harlotry. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all your works. Now, we can't fulfill the psalm as well as Jesus, obviously. But we are put in the place, a solid place, our feet in a firm spot, that we may declare his works. When we see things properly with the eyes of faith.